everybody knows about Scott's South Polar Times, and that we felt that we ought to try and do something, and that in the first year we had the Port Lockroy Pratt Club, which was never, it was never got properly going, because we didn't have anybody who had any journalistic art at all, and but the second year that we did have, we had that David James was the leading light of inspiring the Hope Bay Harbour, that Lamb was a masterly artist who drew the back plates, which are a very good example of Antarctic life, and that various people were conscripted into writing articles for it. And that some of the advertisements are really quite amusing. That this was a house advertising deception with all mod con only 8,000 miles from London. We had a lot of fun out of this. David James started off in fine style, and the first edition came out for Midwinter's Day in June 45. I'm not quite sure what happened after that, but I was then volunteered to be editor thereafter, and I couldn't type, so I was taught to type, and we used to produce these, we produced from June till December 45, and we had articles from our people in Deception, the people in Lockroy,